here's how domestic violence works. Let me give you an example. This is the truth going on. Eric working on exterior, having to finish and work on the house. I honestly am doing my best to just, you know, ignore and keeping it at as responsibility told. Attending to getting the house finalized and finished. I know, just like I told somebody, I don't know if I can wait to sell the house. But I'm realizing next week I have to talk to a real estate attorney and figure out what happens. Because, you know, when you file a claim and they pay whatever out of it, you have to finalize the claim. But this is what I mean. When people who know, who should be protecting you, and you ask them, hey, listen, I need help getting out of the situation. I asked two individuals for months. If anything, bare minimum, hey, help me find a property. You know, I was working with Rocket Mortgage, help me find a property, or, you know, short-term rental or something. Okay. And if people know, especially on Totem Pole, what you're going through, and they've seen photos and they've seen videos and they've heard audio, and they sit back and they don't help you, then you fend on your own. But ladies, I'm going to tell you what you deal with and how you deal with it. Like this evening, bring up the tension. Hey, listen, you literally are caught, and lines can be monitored, period, and they are. And you're being caught contacting the same scam artist group in California. Now, I signed to press charges on the individuals. It's spousal maintenance and things that you agreed upon, and it's legally documented, and it's a live legal document. Just like if you have spousal maintenance anywhere else, or you have, you can't even think about spousal maintenance, alimony or things like that, going through the divorce process and people agree and they sign. You're held. You're held in court. You're held responsible. You're held liable. And when you start using that money, what happened is, well, I don't have the money. I don't have the money. Not keeping up with spousal maintenance. And all of a sudden found out you're giving it to a con artist scam group posing as Liv Morgan, Live Morgan. And then you realize, hey, listen, you know, you can't do that. Whatever, you're putting privacy information and things at jeopardy of myself, you know, his family, his parents, his child. You know, you put everybody in jeopardy, the bank accounts. It's not a joke. This happens. But what's disturbing is him knowing and researching himself, and he knows it's a scam, but still continued. And the name literally by chance, by fate, yes. Universe watching out for your loved ones, yes. You know, attorney saying this does not make any sense because I'm showing this and this and this, what he's clearing, and he needs to show you this and explain. Well, not even getting to like 30 seconds of explaining on his phone, and who pops up at the top? Liv Morgan. Still talking, like I said, still talking to the con artist, still talking to the con group. I said, you know what? Let's go ahead and press charges. Because the spousal maintenance is spousal maintenance, and that money was freely given. Okay, I want the money back. Those rightfully should have went towards spousal maintenance. You know, you start to start fending on your own and doing what you got to do and this and that. And somebody's, but no, hell no, hell no, 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 no. There's a point of pushover. I'm not going to be it. But when you tell people, listen, I'm going through this stuff, verbal, physical, mental, whatever the hell. Okay, it doesn't matter. You know, and then it happens again. And this evening, bring it up. Hey, listen, you know what? You know, this. And literally, Eric looks at me. He says, shut up. Shut your mouth. Shut up. Told him, I said, you were warned. Don't ever talk to me like that again. Period. And you were warned. That's how domestic violence starts. Is by a man having no respect for you, ladies. Women. No matter what your age is, as an adult. It starts off with the verbal. Shut up. Go F yourself. You're a bitch. I mean, I got called I was a bitch after the first year I was married. I'll say it again, planning a vow renewal out of state, actually in state, for family and stuff and his family. Got in a disagreement and a narcissistic psychopath too. I'm going to say this again. They will never take ownership for anything they've done. They'll blame everybody but their own self for their own behavior and actions. And you have to realize everybody has consequences they have to face when they're doing things, and they know what they're doing is right or wrong. Don't let anybody fool you. You have to have brain tumor, Alzheimer's, dementia, something going on medically documented and proven. Any guy who sits there and tells you to shut up is a clear example of domestic. And abuse is abuse. Verbal abuse, mental abuse, physical abuse. I don't care. But I'm saying this right now. People depending on your totem pole, and you know exactly what the heck's going on, been going on, and you just stand back and not do anything. This is where I'm going to say, once again, from a psychological point of view, from a therapist, is that's not normal. Women should respect women. And when you're telling somebody, listen, I need help, and it falls on deaf ear, you're offending yourself. But when a man starts telling you to continue to shut up in that, okay, you need to contact 2B and tell them the behavior. And you have a right to have other people make decisions on the consequences and how things roll. Okay, let's just going to say it that way. Person has to leave. They get away from you. I don't care what you're working on. I don't care what you're flipping. I don't care what it is. Okay, period. But a guy who starts cursing and abusing and abusive and mentally and using manipulation, every which way but loose, is not a good person to start with. And you're not the first on the rodeo. You're just one of many females that have no respect for, will never have respect for, and it's a learned behavior, period. I don't care how anybody looks at it, it's learned behavior. But I'm telling you, ladies, you don't have to put up with it. A guy tells you to shut up, calls you a bitch and other things, and if anybody knows what's going on a totem pole, and they're sitting back and not doing anything about it, I'm not even going to go there on that. I'm not going to go there. But for somebody to sit there and still connect themselves to a con artist group, once again, I'm going to say, who's conning who? Because in the eyes of certain people, they're going to look at both sides. And there's not going to be who's conning who. Because there are going to be strong opinions. It's just a one big con. You have a right to get your money back, whether it's child support, whether it's alimony, whether it's spousal maintenance, depending on what state you live in the United States, it's all different legally how they look at it. You have that legal document. It's been notarized, been signed, it's been witnessed. It is live. There's no expiration. And the party that is basically saying, hey, listen, yes, 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 I agree with everything, they're responsible and they will be held to their agreement. No ifs, ands, or buts. It may take you a little process, especially when somebody owes you spousal or child support or alimony. It's going to take time. It'll happen. Okay, but a man who sits there and continues to be a low-life scum and telling any woman or young lady to shut up, go F yourself, you're a B-I-T-C-H, this, is not a good person. And it's learned behavior. Period. It's learned behavior. But watch how you use your energy. Watch how you give your energy freely. Because I'm at a different point in part of my life, okay? And I'm realizing, really waiting on finalizing a claim. Can I get out of this? Can I sell the house early? You know, you have to look at things in different ways. But if you're not an attorney, allow the attorneys, allow the process, allow the appropriate people, you know. And when you ask for help and you're not getting it, and people clearly know you need help to get out of the situation, and they're not helping you, then you find the help that you need, okay? Non-connected help. All right, they will give you the tools, the knowledge, the resources, and what you need and start the process. And a lot of times, they'll make decisions for you. Allow them to do. And we have to remember, too, when there's con artists and scamming going on, things like that, there's different entities at B that can look at everything. And I'm talking about who you're talking to. We're talking phone records. We're talking bank accounts. We're talking everything. You can't hide conning someone, and you can't hide when you're part of the con. And I'm gonna leave it there, let you think about it. But ladies and women, don't ever let a man sit there and disrespect you. Let them think what they want. If they get away with it, nobody gets away with anything, period. Never. Because the universe always catches up, and people that be, they're good souls, they have your back looking out for you. Well, everybody is responsible for their actions and behavior. And when it is downright disrespectful towards women and abuse is abuse, whether it's emotional, whether it's verbal, whether it's physical abuse, it catches up with the person doing it eventually. All things catch up with people. And you're accountable for your behavior. But when you realize your money that's used for child support or spousal support or spousal maintenance, and you realize that that money was given to people that, cons, okay? And if it continues, then you have to realize, give that responsibility to the people that be, okay? Let somebody else handle the situation. And I promise you, they'll handle it for you. But don't waste your energy, valuable, precious time. Especially on men who don't deserve it in the first place. And always remember, a man who disrespects you, cusses at you, and calls you things like that is not a man to start with. That's a coward and a lowlife scum. And the behaviors learned from somebody else. And trust me, you're not the first woman and you won't be the last. Because guys who act like that have no respect towards women, no respect for ladies, period.